Philip Sampapiera for Dessert and Cure. Today's date is 10/13/2025. Your patient is for Mr. Reginald Harris. Harris spells H-A-R-R-I-S. Reginald spells R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is 03/27/1969. This is a 56-year-old gentleman here with neck pain, period. Patient stated that he's been having this neck pain for a while, but came in today because he said he's starting to experience some tingling in his upper extremities bilaterally, period. Denies trauma. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10. Next paragraph. Review systems. Patient reports runny nose, a sinus pressure. Next line, patient wants to indicate that he would like to check his lab results, which he did in July of 2025, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes for you. Next paragraph. On physical exam, he's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 108/70. Pulse 171. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. A full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. No discomfort at range of motion. No tenderness. The palpation of the bony structures of his neck. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucus or papules or vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, bears weight well with no anthalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, tennis 3, cranial nerves, suture tennis normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is cervical neuropathy, number 2 is neck pain, number 3 is hyperglycemia, number 4 is hypercholesterolemia. Today with the patient, I had a discussion about his labs, which reveal elevated glucose, elevated cholesterol. And my plans for initiating metformin. He indicated that he heard a lot of negative news about metformin, but we'll give it a try, and if he doesn't like it, he will let me know, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given a consultation for a MRI of his neck to address his cervical neuropathy, period. Next line. He was in the clinic today. He was given a injection of dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. It was reevaluated after observing for approximately 10 minutes to 20 minutes. He reported some improvement to his pain. He did ultrasound as part of his routine physical examination today. Ultrasound is unremarkable. Studies were normal. Next paragraph. His patient's medications were refilled as follows. Simvastatin, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. This would be a new medication. Robaxin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 21 days to help him with his neck pain. Next medication, metformin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. I had a discussion about lifestyle adjustment, namely exercise and diet. Says he understands and will try. End of dictation.